This is Ernest Mann, giving you insights and opinions you just won't find anywhere else. Hey folks, in my previous episode, I was talking about a social technique called mind's eye, which is really an excellent communication technique when applied to networking. But in this episode, I want to talk about something very different. I want to talk about entitlement and how that destroys even the best made life's plans. This kind of downfall doesn't automatically have to happen, but there's a very good chance it will happen if it's allowed to. So sit back and relax, because I'm going to tell you what so many others won't, because they're so afraid of hurting someone's feelings. If there's one thing I don't like, it's tiptoeing around so-called taboo subjects. And another very strange part about doing that is that you notice that the subject only becomes taboo when it's a family member or what a group considers to be an otherwise really good friend. Well, this is why I've never gotten into groupthink dynamics, because it's been my personal experience that, on the one hand, more often than not, what the group thinks is at least simply wrong, or completely fucking idiotic and harmful, on the other. So on the issue of entitlement, let's jump right in, shall we? Now, I believe that most of us out there already know what entitlement is and how entitled people act, so I don't feel it's really necessary to rehash that. But what I feel would be actually much more productive is going a bit deeper and actually understanding the causality of entitlement. I'm not saying this will be an extremely detailed description of what makes a person an obnoxious, self-absorbed, and self-centered piece of shit, but just enough examination that we can reasonably figure out what the hell's going on. As far as the dysfunctionality of entitlement is concerned, where it comes from and how it starts, it's basically generational. And like so many other problems we face in modern society, it begins with the best of intentions. A typical scenario are people who start out really poor, and because being poor is such an unpleasant pain in the ass, they set their mind with commitment and grim determination not to be fucking poor, which means doing everything necessary, which includes avoiding drugs and alcohol, which destroys the will, and if they're lucky, and luck definitely plays a role, they're able to start some kind of small business. And if they continue with that same grim determination, and again, a good bit of luck, with no major catastrophes in their life, they're able to achieve a certain level of success. So because now there is at least some tangible modicum of success, the couple, for illustrative simplification, I'm going to stipulate that this is a biological couple, as in male and female, who are going to produce children, not two people where one identifies with being a goat and the other with being a fucking toaster. Now, of course, when folks have children, they tend to want their children to have a better life than they did. And I really don't think there's anything wrong with that, to a point. The problem comes when parents obsess over that, very often to the point where they actually end up doing far more harm to their children and any family legacy, which of course means the very hard-built family business, because they've created adult children. And just for a moment, I'd like to briefly comment on the current very pervasive culture of adult children in America. When I was a kid, I was warned not to talk to strange men in cars offering a ride or candy. When I asked why, I was told, because they probably want to fuck you, then strangle you, and throw your body in a river. Those are the exact words, and they didn't come from my dad. They came from my mom, who had a very direct, non-ambiguous directness
Something, unfortunately, many women, the Lady J being a very refreshing exception, today completely lack. Now, not being a statistician at 9 years old, I can't say how accurate my mom's concerns were. All I can say is that I did encounter several men in cars just like that, and I'm still here today to tell you about it. Thanks, Mom. So where was I? Oh, yes. Adult fucking children. So typically, what ends up happening, especially with any female children, daddy's little princess syndrome, is you end up with really soft kids. Kids that are ill-prepared to deal with the harsh realities of existence by shielding them from the very shit that they themselves had to overcome to survive. And you don't really perpetuate your lineage by doing that. In fact, parents really set the wheels in motion of losing everything. Not just by creating soft children, but another element that goes along with it, entitlement. Or to put this in very much needed honest terminology, a completely spoiled fucking asshole. Now, to be completely honest, just because someone is an entitled and completely spoiled fucking asshole does not mean they can't achieve in life. Hell, our nation's congressmen and senators, as well as countless celebrities in so many fields, prove that. There is just one small difference, though. The vast majority of those people came from big money. They have always been in money, and more than likely always will, whether they are complete and total assholes or not. But if you're talking about the entitled offspring of Mom and Dad Jones, who own a single hardware store, restaurant, or some other very modest enterprise, here is what most often happens with weak, entitled children with the parents passing. Within a relatively short period of time, say maybe 2 or 3 years, depending, everything will be lost, or just about lost, because everything that was worked so hard for has been turned over to, well, children. Really soft, ineffectual, and absolutely entitled children. So what's the best thing a parent can do? I'm going to leave you with the very best no-bullshit advice you may have never heard, and it has nothing to do with worrying about your child's feelings. First, go out of your way to not make everything in your child's life easy. They've already got 3 hots and a cot, and, if under 18, are living there rent-free. That's good enough. Second, do not in any way attempt to be your child's bud or friend. Your job of being a good parent is to produce strong, intelligent, and non-entitled children. Your job is to always be a parent, but never their friend. And anyone who tries to tell you otherwise, or that you can be both, is full of shit, and they don't know what they're talking about. So whether you like it or not, that is the absolutely most beneficial relationship dynamic you can ever have with your children. And regardless of how they may feel right now, or even through early childhood, eventually, they will sincerely thank you a bit later in life. So, if you found this episode informative or entertaining, please consider subscribing. And if you want to reach out to me with whatever's on your mind, you can do so by clicking on my contact link in the description below. Until next time, this is Ernest. That's all I've got for today.